فمشوا في مناكبها. I want you to reflect over this word فمشوا. المشي, it means to walk. And subhanAllah, you notice something incredible in the Quran, and it is actually shaping our attitude towards matters of this worldly life. For matters related to this dunya, such as seeking your provision, sustenance, Allah said, walk on this earth. In other places, He'd said, fasiru fil ard, stroll casually on earth. Whenever Allah Azza wa Jal told us to seek provision and walk on earth and travel in the earth, He used a word that is of less intensity. Walk calmly. Take a casual stroll effortlessly. And that is teaching us that that is the attitude we're supposed to have concerning our worldly matters. Take it easy when it comes to worldly matters, right? Worldly matters such as when you're getting married, if you're deciding to travel somewhere, if you're investing, if you're opening a business, if you want to buy a car or a house or moving jobs, imshu, take it easy. This is why in worldly related matters, there's something known as al-istishara wal-istikhara. Al-istishara, before you make a move in this worldly life, seek the consultation of others. Relax, walk, easy. Ask people's opinion. Get help from your brothers that are known in that field, in that area, whatever it is. And then also al-istikhara, before you make a move, pray 2 rak'at, ask Allah Azza wa Jal if this is good for you, that He make it easy and facilitate it for you. Take it easy, then make the move in this worldly life. Whereas when it comes to matters related to our deen, matters related to the afterlife, the words that Allah Azza wa Jal uses in the Quran are opposite to walking. For example, when it comes to Salat al-Jumu'ah, Salat al-Jumu'ah is a worship. He said, فَسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. He did not say, walk to the remembrance of Allah. He said, rush to the remembrance of Allah. Because this is a matter related to the afterlife. So have the attitude of being hasty. Allah Azza wa Jal, He'll say, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. Allah spoke, whoever wanted, whoever desired the afterlife, then make the effort that it requires, the word sa'i, rush towards that path of it so that you can attain it. Allah Azza wa Jal, when He spoke about forgiveness, He said, sari'u ila maghfiratin, rush to the forgiveness of your Lord. Sabiqu ila maghfira, race one another to the forgiveness of your Lord. And then when He spoke about Himself being the greatest purpose and goal in your life, He said, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا, run as fast as you can to Allah Azza wa Jal. So subhanAllah, the beauty here is that the intensity level depends on the goal and purpose. When the purpose was this worldly life, relax, imshu. When it was the afterlife, move a little bit quicker. When your goal and your purpose is Allah alone and to please Him, run as fast as you can. This is why in matters of worship, there's no istikhara. You don't make an istikhara, wallah, if salat is good for me, then allow me to pray, and if it's not, then keep me away from it. There's no istikhara in matters related to ad-deen, right? Al-hajj wa ramadan wa al-ibadat, and you quickly, at the very moment and chance you have, you get up and you perform these obligations and these worships. You rush in matters that are related to the afterlife, subhanAllah.